Oh, that's Savar featuring Karun with Vibration off his album Savage Level. Check it out if you haven't already. The entire album is no skips, alongside Basic City with Gravity, also on Bubbling Under. One of these two tracks can come back. You've got to be the one to let me know. Remember that any track and every track that makes it onto Bubbling Under is an amazing song. You, as a Kenyan artist, are doing such a great job. Thank you so much for all the time, the work, the dedication, the practice, the discipline that goes into producing the music that you do, for sharing your gift with us. This is such a blessing. Thank you so much. Gotta thank you as a Kenyan artist. You're putting us on the map. You're taking us, to the world. You're flying the flag, and we are so grateful for you. Thank you. And please don't stop. Even if your music doesn't play on this show, remember that we here at Capital FM are very proud of you and appreciate your music. So a quick time check. It is now 23 minutes on to 11. I'm just about to switch gears. My name is Chow, and if you tuned in, this is a part of the show that you know I really, really enjoy because I have a guest in studio. So let me tell you, let me introduce this guest of mine. I've been preparing for her, cleaned up. You heard me talk about cleaning up, and she is bringing so much. She's also on her live, Nicole Ohawa on IG. And Nicole describes herself as a singer and a songwriter, also a very passionate painter. We're going to get into that. And she started singing and painting in high school. Arts was her first choice, and then she found music immediately after. She creates every day and loves what it is that she does. Nicole, thank you for being in studio with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so lovely to have you here. You could have been anywhere else. I say this all the time, but looking outside at the weather, you really could have been, curled up in bed and been like, oh, I'm feeling cold. But you decided to come and share your gift with us. And I'm very grateful for you taking the time to do this.
I'm so grateful to be here.
All right. Let's get started. You describe yourself as a singer and a songwriter. You love music, but painting is your first choice. So obviously what brought you here was the music, but let's talk about the painting real quick, because you discovered painting before you discovered music, or before you loved music. When did you start painting or scribbling or, you know, coloring outside the lines, that's all I can do. I can't paint for anything. But when did it start for you?
Well, first, I'm very excited to be here. I've really waited for this opportunity, and I'm so happy to be here. For painting, I've always loved painting since I was in high school. I started art when I was in primary school. I used to like scribble at the back of my math book. I used to use, I used to be one of those students who used like 10,000 highlighters. Yeah, I used to really highlight my work. And when I went to high school, we had art. So immediately when I picked it, it really clicked for me. I've always wanted to create. And the more I did it, the better I felt. So I kept doing it over and over again. And so many people supported me. They told me I could do this. So I decided to make something out of it.
It seems to me that it was a release for you.
Yes, it was.
And what is it? What was it releasing you from?
I'm a very emotional person. So for me, talking is really hard, explaining myself to people. So I prefer doing my art and my music. I don't have to speak. I just have to paint what I feel. Yeah, it really helps me.
All right. So it's a form of like a therapy, if you will,
yes.
That sort of thing.
It's very, very therapeutic.
All right. Well, how long do you take to come up with a piece? And we're going to see some of her art, you know, when you check out our after the show, once this goes up on IG or Capital FM YouTube channel, you'll see the pictures, you know, you'll see her art that she's brought into studio. How long does it typically take you to work on a piece?
Sometimes it depends. There are times that you'd create and then you get a creative block. So you have to wait. You wait it out. Other times it could take like even a week or a day. It just depends with how I'm feeling at that specific time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So now that is the painting. And I believe that there's somebody who's listening right now who identifies or is able to understand themselves better.
Yes.
Because of what you've expressed yourself, and you express yourself through painting.
Yes.
Really grateful. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Let's talk about your music, because you say you started to sing in high school. Did you start to sing in high school, or did you start singing more in high school?
I started singing more in high school, but in primary, they never really gave us that opportunity to like sing or even create. But when I went to high school, music was a subject and art was a subject. So when I took them, it really helped me. I started singing more, creating more. Yeah.
And did you... So you started singing, somewhat singing when you were younger.
Yes.
Who in your family sings? Which of your parents or grandparents? Because I know that it comes from somewhere.
Well, in my family...
Yes.
Actually, my mom is an artist. She's a painter.
There you go.
So when I did art, that's why I said I started with painting. When I picked painting, music came way easier. It was really...
So it was already there somewhere.
Yeah, it was there somewhere. It just needed to have that spark.
And the spark came from the painting.
Yes.
And then the creativity flowed.
Yes.
So do any of your parents sing, your grandparents, do you know?
No, but my grandparents, my grandfather played the piano.
There you go.
Yeah, so there's a bit of music in our family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And do you play any instruments?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually sing and I teach voice and piano at the Red Forth Chorus.
Oh, that's amazing.
The Red Forth Academy, run by Fila Tuju. Shout out to him. He gave me the opportunity to teach violin, piano. I'm also currently learning the guitar, and I really like it.
Wow. So you can teach me how to sing? Because I sing along to everything. But I know that if you put the song down, it just sounds cracky. So you would teach, you'd be able to teach me how to sing and all of that as a voice coach.
Yes.
Oh, great. So let's talk about your writing process, your songwriting process.
Yes.
And because you talked about, you know, the creativity and all of that. Let's talk about the songwriting process, if we can.
Yes.
What is it like for you?
For me, when I'm creating a piece, it's kind of also related to my paintings and my art. So it's all connected. When I'm in the creative space and I'm painting a piece, sometimes I also see my songs in what I'm doing. So if it's related to a certain emotion, like if it's sadness, I use that and I also start writing, and it's way easier when I put them together.
Do you think you're ready for the Kenyan music industry? Or are they ready for you? Which maybe I should ask it that way.
I'd love to believe that they're ready for me.
Okay.
Yes, I've always waited for this moment. I've always just wanted to be out there because I'm very soft-spoken and I'm an introvert, so it's so hard to be like, to put myself out there. But I really thank Tom from Jamhuri. They DM'd me and they told me that my art was good. And I've always loved their page. And once Tom contacted me and we came together, it was the start of all this.
Oh.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And we can't wait to hear your music. Now, there's one thing that I saw that you say you love to paint women mostly, and we're coming to the end of Women's International Month.
Yeah.
And why? Why is it that you love to paint women mostly?
For me, it's nothing deep.
Okay, that's fine. No, and that's fine. That was a question that I had in my mind. I'm like, why?
Yeah, no, it's okay. I get questions like that a lot. I really love, I think women are really beautiful and everything about them is just amazing. So I mostly, when I'm painting, I never think of anything else. I'm always painting. If I'm painting related to a certain emotion, I end up painting women.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I just always end up painting women. I have no idea why, but I just love it.
There you
it.
Go.
Yeah.
And we're going to see that painting in a little while. We're here with Nicole Ohawa. It's the first time on the show. Really excited to have you, Nicole, and just about to have you perform. We can't wait to hear your music. I know you've prepared something for us. You've got a very special set. And listen, and maybe you could tell us when we can expect some more music from you or an EP, if this is something that you're working on, a project that you've got going on after we are done listening. If you are tuned in or wherever it is that you're tuned in from, thank you so much. Like I said, there's Ngele who's tuned in from Addis Ababa this morning on radio.capitalfm.co.ke, and she said she knew you when you were really young.
Oh,
when you could hardly walk. So there you go. I think she might be your mom's friend.
Yes.
Perhaps. So there you go. And of course, listening from all around the country, all around the world, thank you so very much. I got to give you a huge shout out because I know that you are all over listening to the show. Getting ready for none other than Nicole Ohawa, who is not just a singer. She's also a painter, and she has brought her painting into studio. I'm so excited to be able to for you to be able to see this picture in just a little while, see the painting in a bit. Stand by because she's coming right up.
Hello again, my name is Nicole Ohawa. I'm a singer, songwriter, a painter, and I'll be performing for you my original songs with my guitarist and vocalist Jojo. Yes, she's an amazing musician, and I'm really glad to be here. Enjoy. My soul, it's dark, it grows. darkness is inside my heart. It's too cold. Painted in, you sewed it dark, shades of gold. Your love, it throws me in, but your words, they push me back. Lying in silence, it's over in my heart. Crying in silence, it's over in my heart. Oh, it's over in my heart.
It's over.
Oh, it's over in my heart. By my silence with your bright radiant smile, mask it all so I could fall again. Through your pretty lies, they find a way inside. You hit me, you break me, try to escape it. Oh, it's a whole cycle I keep running. For your love, it hurts my heart, but it's so hard to say that it's over.
It's over.
Oh, it's over in my heart. It's over.
Oh, it's over. It's over in my heart.
So much, that was over. I really love that song. I wrote that song actually in someone else's perspective. They were going through a really abusive relationship, and she kept saying that it's over, but she kept going back, and each time she'd get hit, she'd like complain and say that it's over, but she'd still go back. Yeah, but it's not me though. But I still love it. I love it with all my heart. And the next song I'll be singing is called Angel Hearts. This is one of the first songs I wrote when I was writing. It's one of my first original songs, and I thought that it would be really appropriate to sing it today. I hope you enjoy it. Don't close your eyes, don't say goodnight. Stay alert, you won't be heard. Angel hearts, they all fall down in the dark of night. No one hears your cry. Angel hearts, they all fall down. They all fall down. Angel hearts, they all fall down. They all fall down. Angel hearts. Don't hide the chains, don't hide the blood. Hide that smile, you won't be seen. Angel hearts. They all fall down in the dark of night. No one hears your cry. hearts, they all fall down. They all fall down. In the dark of night, no one hears your cry. Angel hearts, they all fall down. Hide the pain, don't hide the blood. Hide that smile, you won't be seen. Angel hearts, they all fall down. In the dark of night, no one hears your cry. Angel hearts, they all fall down. Yes. Thank
beautiful.
You so much.
Exquisite, even.
Thank you so,
so
much.
So beautiful. Wow. So how
I
do we...
Really loved performing it. Oh my God. I'm still so excited that I'm here.
Thank you.
It's like a dream come true.
And I'm happy that your dream has come true. And thank you for sharing your gift with us, most importantly.
Thank
how,
you so much.
How do we get your music?
Currently, I'm still working on it. The only platform that I'm on actually is on Instagram.
Okay.
Yes, at Nicole Ohawa. I really love posting my work, especially my art. That's where I started from. That's where I post. And I've gotten so much support from it. And I'm actually planning to create more for an exhibition that I'll be having with my mom, because she also paints. So we're going to have like a joint exhibition.
Will
this
you
month.
Sing as well?
And I'd also sing.
Okay.
So it would be like a whole art show. Yeah, it would be so cool. And my music is on Instagram also, Nicole Ohawa. And also on Jamhuri, their page.
Yeah.
Yes, shout out to Tom Walango again. He really gave me this huge opportunity and I'm so glad. And also their merchandise is out on jamhuri.com.
Okay.
You could go get your shirt, and they have really amazing stuff there also. Yeah.
We'll be checking you out, Nicole. Definitely looking out for you and everything that you do. Her art is beautiful, exquisite, just like her music. And you'll be able to see this as well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for taking the time to come in, both you and JoJo. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
There you go. That's beautiful. I told you, Kenyan art is on another level. We're doing such a great job. I want to thank you so much for keeping me company this morning. Before I leave, though, I know that Solo has been updating us and will continue to update us. So here we go with the final update for this hour before we get into the news with Solo, who is at the Safari Rally. It's a ladies' rally, so that's really special. So much stuff happening. Be sure to keep it right here. Tune to Capital FM for more updates. I gotta get out of here, and like I always tell you, God bless you. Take care of yourself. Ciao.